Chapter 8. Albert and Beauchamp rushed over to the Count of Monte Cristo's house. Bertuccio answered the door to the two men, but he told them, "The Count isn't seeing anyone at the moment, but he is going to the opera tonight." Then he shut the door. Albert decided that he would go to the opera that night to confront the Count. But he wasn't going to go alone. He sent word to Franz, Lucien, and Maximilian to meet him at the opera. He didn't tell them why they were going to meet him. Albert went home to ask his mother about the Count. "Do you know any reason why the Count thinks that father is his enemy?" Albert asked Mercedes. "He is not your enemy. He is your friend," Mercedes said. But Albert didn't listen to his mother. At the opera that night, he found Edmund and challenged him to a duel. The clerk, who was married to Julie and Maximilian, agreed to be Edmund's seconds. "I am not going to kill Albert. I will let him kill me," Edmund told the two men. He took out a pistol and showed the two men that he would have won the duel if he had fought. The next day, at the duel, Albert came over to the Count and said, "I'm sorry. I was wrong." Edmund realized that Mercedes had told Albert everything. "What will you do now?" he asked. "We are leaving everything behind and going somewhere new," Albert replied. "Tell your mother to go to Marseille. There is a tree in the garden of my father's house. There is money buried there that belongs to her. It was the money that I was going to use to buy us a house." "She can live in the house if she wants to," Edmund said. When Edmund got home, Fernand was waiting for him. "Why did my son not fight you?" "I will fight you myself. But first, tell me who you are," Fernand cried. "My name is Edmond Dantès," Edmond said. Fernand cried out in fear and ran away from Edmond. Fernand ran home and saw Albert and Mercedes were leaving him. He went upstairs and killed himself. Meanwhile, Maximilian went to see Valentine. She was very ill. After she was told that Eugenie and Benedetto were going to get married, Valentine collapsed. Maximilian ran to Edmund for help. "Someone is trying to kill her, like they tried to kill Noirtier and her grandfather and grandmother," Edmund said. "You must save her. I love her," Maximilian said.
"I will," Edmund promised.
Eugenie wasn't happy about marrying Benedetto. Danglars told her that he was nearly ruined. He needed the 3 million francs he would get from Eugenie's wedding. 3 days later, when the wedding was taking place, Edmund told everyone that a letter from Caderousse had been found and given to Villefort. As he finished speaking, the police arrived to arrest Benedetto, but he had run away. Eugenie went to her music teacher. Louise and the two ran away to Italy together. Benedetto ran to a hotel to sleep, but he slept too long, and the police found him. Madame Danglars had discovered that Benedetto was her son and went to beg Villefort to let Benedetto go. "I can't," Villefort said. Edmund went to see Valentine. I want you to pretend to be asleep. I will hide and find out who is trying to kill you, Edmund said. Valentine did what Edmund said. When she pretended to sleep, Madame de Villefort came into Valentine's room and put poison in her water. When Madame de Villefort was gone, Valentine asked, "Why does she want to kill me?" "She wants all the money to go to Edward," Edmund said. "What do I do?" she asked. "Trust me, I have a plan," Edmund replied.